From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA is seeking to boost domestic fertilizer production to address higher crop costs faced by American farmers. The USDA is offering $250 million in grant funds to producers to increase fertilizer supplies and market competition. The USDA relies heavily on fertilizer imports. Costs have soared due to the supply chain crisis, and market conditions have worsened with the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The U.S. Trade Representative and USDA announced changes to the safeguard on Japan's imports of U.S. beef. In a statement, U.S. Meat Export Federation President Dan Hallstrom said USMEF greatly appreciates the efforts to adjust Japan's safeguard on U.S. beef. The U.S.-Japan trade agreement was a tremendous breakthrough for the U.S. meat industry, including the significant reduction in Japan's tariffs on U.S. beef. But the playing field has not been entirely level due to this safeguard. The U.S.-China Business Council applauded the Biden administration for renewing tariff exclusions on 352 categories of Chinese imports, but the group is disappointed the administration did not approve the exclusions on the full list of 549 categories requested. American companies have submitted 53,000 requests for tariff exclusions, but fewer than 7,000 were granted. USCBC President Craig Allen says tariffs negatively affect U.S. companies of all sizes, especially many of the smaller ones struggling to survive. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.